Good afternoon, folks, guys, ladies.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy holidays to everyone there in North Carolina.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach, what is more of a motivating factor for you guys this week, sending Tony out on a winning note or spoiling the Panthers' chances of winning the division?
Oh, gosh. You know, we're not really focused on anybody but ourselves. Our focus is to finish strong. We've stated that back in when we started the fourth quarter of this season, that we wanted to finish strong. We haven't gotten the outcomes that we've wanted. I think that we've played a little bit better football. But it's really about us, and we do want to send Tony out on a good note. You know, Tony's been a great teammate and a great player during his time here in Atlanta.
Mike, it sounds like, just, you know, reading the clippings from down there, there is no chance that Tony would change his mind again. And have you had any conversations with him just to kind of confirm once and for all?
Again, I would, in the NFL, I'd never say never, but my conversations with Tony last March were that this was going to be his last season, and it hasn't changed when I've had a conversation with him in the last 10 days. So I don't think there's much of a chance that this is Tony's, this is Tony's final game.
I've seen and read where he is hoping to become a member of the media shortly after his career. How well do you think he's going to do in that role?
I think Tony will do outstanding in any endeavor that he chooses. Tony has got a wonderful approach to life, and he's got probably the best approach of any guy I've been around to the game of football in terms of his preparation. And I think he's going to do a very good job. And if he becomes one of you guys, I think he will. I think that he will bring a new perspective to the game because of his experiences over 16, 17 years.
Mike, sometimes you don't appreciate a guy's value or legacy until he's done playing. But in terms of revolutionizing that position, did you notice, even before you coached him, did you kind of see what he had done and the mark he had left and how he was changing the game at that position?
Absolutely. Had the opportunity to have to coach against him when I was a defensive coordinator in Jacksonville on a couple of occasions, and one time in Baltimore. He was really the guy that changed the tight end position in terms of where you aligned a tight end. You know, up to that point before Tony, most guys that played the tight end position aligned at the end of the line next to the offensive tackle. Tony was really one of the first guys that they would flex out and create matchup issues with linebackers or safeties or corners, because they would move them all over the place. They were doing that in Kansas City, and then I think it's become the way that the tight end position is being played in the NFL now. I think there's probably more snaps where a tight end is displaced than he is lining up next to the offensive tackle in, quote, the old traditional alignment. I think you see it with your own team in Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen's a very athletic player, and that's the way tight ends are being used by offensive coordinators. They still can line up and block down on a tackle when need be, but most times they want to get him out in space and get him in a mismatch. Or have some type of pre-snap read where they're getting a chance to see what kind of coverage you're going to play. Because when you've got a guy like Tony Gonzalez or Greg Olsen that can create those matchups, sometimes one guy can't defend them, and you have to put more resources on them. So I knew it long before he became an Atlanta Falcon and trying to stop him in Kansas City.
Mike, a couple of weeks ago, Rex Ryan, he called Luke Kuechly. He said, you know, if he's not the best middle linebacker in the league, I don't know who is. And then this week, Sean McDermott here said, you know, he thinks he's the best defensive player in the league. I was just wondering if you can weigh in on that, what you think, you know, kind of Luke as a player, and just talk about his skill set if you can as well.
He's got a great skill set to play the middle linebacker position. Not only physically but mentally, you can see that he's the quarterback of their defense. Sean does a very good job in reacting and having the guys react to different formations. You can see that they do make checks on the defensive side of the football. You know, physically, he can play the run extremely well, and he's able to match up with tight ends and running backs. I think he's having a Pro Bowl year without a doubt, and the numbers speak for themselves. Been very impressed watching him mature as a middle linebacker, and he's arguably the best middle linebacker in all of football right now, and I think the numbers would back that up. He's a guy that you've got to try to scheme to get somebody on him, and you do that, and he ends up still being free and making the tackle. So he's going to be a big challenge for us this week. And he's playing with a bunch of guys that are playing with a lot of confidence right now. You know, there's markers that we look at as a team that we feel like kind of indicate what type of team they are. And they're in the top in most of those areas. When we talk about time of possession, starting field position, turnover ratio, giveaways, takeaways, they're playing as good as any defense right now in the NFL. You know, and the main thing in playing defense in the NFL is about keeping people out of the end zone, and they're doing it very well.
Mike, on the offensive side, obviously Cam Newton, I'm sure, is a bear to prepare for. How have your preparations for Cam had to evolve over the years? Each year that you play him, what are you seeing each year that may be a little different than his rookie in his second year?
Well, Cam's having a Pro Bowl year. I think Mike Shula has continued to expand his skill set. He does a great job of running the football, and that's probably the thing that is the most unique, is his size and trying to get a guy that size down when he takes off and extends a play. I think he's a lot more efficient throwing the football as well, you see him maturing as a player, and Mike has done a very good job getting everybody involved in their offense. You know, the tight ends involved, the wide receivers involved, and then they've got a committee of running backs, and you have to include Cam in that running back category, as well as a distributor like most traditional quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mike Roddy was just on with us and said that nobody in that locker room has packed it in. Is there any some coaches, I guess, in your position might take a stance to, hey, let's look at some young guys we haven't seen this year. What will your approach be Sunday?
Well, guys, we've been looking at young guys all season long. We've got two college free agent rookies that have played over 600 snaps for us that have had to start because of injuries. We're at a point where We've basically looked at basically everybody on our roster, and the guys that you know that are playing are those young guys. You know, there's probably a couple positions, but we would never make that choice, and that would be our quarterback position and of course the tight end position. We feel like that those guys are head and shoulders above the rest of the guys in their respective positions. And, guys, we're playing to win this football game. As I mentioned earlier, We as a team talked about it. Whether you're 2-10 or 10-2, going into the fourth quarter, you're always going to be judged by how you finish. If you're the 10-2 team, you're going to be judged how you do in the playoffs. When you're the 2-10 team, it's going to be how you finished and if you finished strong or did you pack it in. And I can assure you, we're looking forward to playing a very competitive game against a really good football team that's playing for a whole lot in the Panthers.
Mike, I know you kind of skimmed over this earlier, but wouldn't it, them being a division rival, and you look back at last year, you guys 11-2 coming into Carolina, and them not really having much to play for, and they kind of spoiling early on your playoff number one seed hopes, would it be good to kind of knock Carolina from that number two down to a wild card and take them on the road?
Again, guys, when we play a division game, it's competitive. It doesn't matter what the records are. We're going to go out and we're going to compete against one another. I know when we came over there last year, our situation was that we had basically sealed our position and in the playoffs. We didn't play well. We went over to win the football game and we didn't play well. And Carolina did a good job that day. We want to go do a good job this Sunday and go out and compete like we always do.
Mike, Steve Smith is highly doubtful for this game. You know, how does that prepare or change your preparations? I mean, I know a lot of teams have rolled coverages his way.
Steve Smith is one of the most competitive, not just wide receivers, football players that I've been fortunate enough, or we've been fortunate enough to compete against. He brings a lot of energy, brings a lot of passion to the way that he plays the game. You do defend a little bit differently when Steve Smith is in the game based on where he's aligned and what the down and distance is, because to me, he's one of the marquee wide receivers still in the NFL. He's been doing it a long time. He's a crafty old veteran that plays well physically, and he knows the mental part of the game as well. So, we're not sure that we're going to see him, according to what we're hearing coming out of their camp. But I tell you what, we've got to have a plan if he's out there on the field.
Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Hey, happy holidays.
Thank you.